This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A 9-year-old boy injured at that music festival in Houston more than a week ago has now died. Ezra Blount is the 10th person to die after a crowd surged toward the stage. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel with what his father is saying.
Tristan Blount says he had his son up on his shoulders so he can get a better look at the stage as Travis Scott was performing, but crowds wanting to get a better look at the stage also pressed it on him, causing him to lose consciousness. When he came to, he says his son Ezra was gone. He turned up at a hospital with multiple serious injuries and was placed in a medically induced coma.
The jury begins deliberating today in the Kyle Rittenhouse murder trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin. First, lawyers will give their closing arguments. Rittenhouse is charged with shooting two men dead at a protest and wounding a third. The AP's Julie Walker reports.
Rittenhouse sobbed as he testified he acted in self-defense, saying he feared for his life last year during a night of unrest following the shooting death by police of Jacob Blake, a black man. Rittenhouse is white, so were his victims. Prosecutors paint him as a vigilante who came to the protest with a rifle to provoke a response. With a verdict near, the governor put 500 National Guard on standby. I'm Julie Walker.
An American journalist has been freed from prison in Myanmar, says a former U.S. ambassador, and will be going home. Danny Fenster is with an online magazine called Frontier Myanmar. He was convicted by the military government of spreading false information. With COVID cases spiking in some parts of the country, experts like Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy say you got to get the shot.
Vaccines still give you a high degree of protection, especially against the worst outcomes of COVID, like hospitalization and death.
He was on Fox News Sunday. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers returned from COVID quarantine and helped the Packers beat Seattle 17-0. This is AP News. The pandemic is highlighting how thousands of military families are struggling to get enough to eat. The AP's Jennifer King.
Feeding America, which coordinates the work of more than 200 food banks around the country, estimates that as many as 160,000 active duty military members are having trouble feeding their families. And nearly 30% of troops in the most junior enlisted ranks faced food insecurity during the previous year. Modest pay for junior ranks, a culture of self-sufficiency, frequent moves all make things more difficult. And an obscure agriculture department rule prevents thousands of needy military families from accessing SNAP benefits, commonly known as food stamps. Families living outside base grounds receive a basic allowance for housing that is counted as income. A network of food banks has grown up near most major domestic bases, showing how entrenched the problem has become. Activists say they felt a change in attitude from the Pentagon this year, and both Congress and the USDA say they're taking a fresh look at the problem. Jennifer King, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.